It was obscene, and Erin would not be party to it. Unable to contain her emotion, she shouted a stream of expletives, one after another, a wide and long river of profanity, of the kind she had not uttered since her adolescence. Moments later, an urgent knock sounded on her door.
"Who is it?"
she called, her voice still rough and irritable.
"It is Sayo. Are you? Well, I heard..."
"It was the vid,"
she lied, and powered off the vid screen.
"I want to be alone now, Sayo."
A long silence, then...
"You don't have to carry this alone, Erin."
But she did have to carry it alone. The memory of Master Zalo was her weight to bear.
"You know where to find me,"
Sayo said.
"Thank you,"
she said, too softly for him to hear. She passed the hours in solitude. Day gave way to night, and no word came from Master Darnala or Satil. She tried to sleep, but failed. She dreaded what the morning would bring. She lay in her bed in darkness, staring up at the ceiling. Alderaan's moon, gibbous and hazy, rose and painted the room in lurid light. Everything looked washed out, ghostly, surreal. For a moment, she let herself feel as if she'd stepped into a dream. How else could matters have transpired so? How else could the Jedi have failed so? Master Darnala's voice replayed in her mind over and over.
"I fear we will have no choice."
The pain of the words came from the fact that they were correct. The Jedi could not sacrifice Coruscant. The Republic and the Jedi Council would accept a treaty. They had to. All that remained was to negotiate terms. Terms that must be favorable to the Empire. In the end, the Empire's betrayal, the Sith's betrayal, would be rewarded with a Jedi capitulation. While Erin recognized the reasonableness of the course, she nevertheless could not shed the feeling that it was wrong. Master Darnala was wrong. Senator Amriss was wrong. Such a thought had never entered her mind before. It too brought pain. Everything had changed for her. Her fists balled with anger and grief, and she felt more shouts creeping up her throat. Breathing deeply, regularly, she sought to quell her loss of control. She knew Master Zalo would not have approved it. But Master Zalo was dead, murdered by the Sith. And soon he would be failed by the Order, his memory murdered by political necessity. Her mind walked through memories of Master Zalo, not of his teachings, but of his smiles, his stern but caring reprimands of her waywardness, the pride she knew he'd felt when she was promoted to Jedi Knight.